Let's meet his friends. The shir should be a special chus for every morning. Marasa sheyichyu. Mishmas maras Esther bas Shmuel. The chus of Rashi Rabbi Yamin Shel Brisa Rus. The chus Rashiya ben Peshadina. Shmuel Yam Matish Naruchel Leia. It's based on the Torah of Moriv Rabbi Yagon Agadah Rabbi Chaim Meir Harowitz Shlita. The Gemara in Sukkah tells us that one who's osik b'mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah. To learn from Sukkah daf Chaf Hayam and Aleph. The Aruch Lanera has a suffix. What's the din of Osek Mitzvah Rabbanan? Is he Pater Mitzvah Daraisa, or is he not Pater Mitzvah Daraisa? We can say that since he's Osek Mitzvah Rabbanan alone, it's not enough to Pater for Mitzvah Shel Torah. Or maybe in Mitzvah Rabbanan, you also have Lo Sasur. So it's like being Osek Mitzvah Daraisa, and therefore it is Pater, it does Pater for Mitzvah Daraisa. That's the Aruch Lanera suffix. He remains with the suffix. There's a lot of Torah about this, and we are going to bring a Raya Niflo Mechudeshes. This inyan, based on the Torah of Moriv Rabbi Yagon Agadah Rabbi Chaim Meir Harowitz Shlita, and it requires three hakadamos. Number one, in the Darim Daf Lamed Gimel, it says that if one is mudar hana mechavero, Shimon is not allowed to get enough from Reuven. Machzir l'avedaso, he may return to him as aved. The Gemara in Lamed Gimel Amid Beis tells us that the machloksim Ravami Ravasi. One of them says that that's only when the nichzei of the machzir are usher on the Baal Aveda. In other words, if Shimon is now that I get enough from Reuven's Nechasim, then Reuven is still allowed to be Machzir Shimon's Aveda. Why is Shimon allowed to get Hana? Why is Reuven allowed to be Machzir Shimon's Aveda? Because it's Shimon's, it's not Reuven's. Shimon lost his Spalding baseball mitt, or whatever brand it is. He lost his baseball mitt, and it's Shimon's. So Reuven's allowed to return it to Shimon, even though Shimon's not allowed to get enough from Reuven. Reuven can return it to Shimon because it's Shimon's. But let's say the nechse Baal Aveda are sun al machzir. Let's say Shimon's nechasim are usher on Reuven. Reuven is not allowed to return the Aveda. If Reuven's Nechasim are Aser on Shimon, then Reuven's allowed to return the Aveda. If Shimon's property is Aser on Reuven, then Reuven is not allowed to return his property. Why? Why is Reuven now allowed to give something back to Shimon? If Shimon if Reuven isn't allowed to get Hana from Shimon's property, why is returning something to Shimon called getting Hana? And the answer of the Gemara is, and where it explains, is because he's being Marviach, he's getting Hana on the Prut of Rav Yosef. When the Nechasim of Shimon lost the object, the Rasa on Reuven, Reuven can't return the Aveda to him because Reuven is getting the Prut of Rav Yosef, which means that if in the meantime an Ani comes when he's dealing with this Aveda, comes and asks for money, he saves that Pruta. Since he saves that Pruta, that means Reuven's getting Hana from Shimon. So if the Nechasim of Shimon are Aser to Reuven, Reuven can't be Machzor the Aveda because that's when Reuven's getting Hana. That's Tzad Echad. The other opinion holds, no, that even if the Nechasim of Shimon are Aser on Reuven, Reuven can be Machzor the Aveda because the Prut of Rav Yosef is not a common phenomenon. Then the Gemara asks on the Man D'Amar that holds that it's Aser al Prut of Rav Yosef from a number of places. So you see that the Gemara has a problem with the Shita that you're now allowed, that Reuven's now allowed to return that the Pruta to Shimon, the Aveda to Shimon, because of Pruta to Rabbi Yosef. Gemara has a problem with establishing the Mishnah that way. So that's Hakdama number one. Hakdama number two is that the Gemara of Metzia and Daf Chaf Zayin Amad Aleph has a suffix of Simanam Radai Raisa or Simanam Radai Rabbanan. Later on, Chaf Zayin Amad Beis, we say that according to Mandarma, that Simanam, that returning based on signs, is only the Rabbanan. That it says Ador Shechicha also is Be'edim. Mashi Mechzir and Aved Al Pisimonim is only the Rabbanan. The Pasuk is talking about with Edim returning it. That Edim testify. But returning it Al Pisimonim is only the Rabbanan. Because the rabbis made a takana that they were Omeid Das Baal HaVeda Shenoach Lo Shehamotzei Yechzir Ota B'chol Hanotein Simaneha. That they were Omeid Das Baal HaVeda, that it is pleasing for him, that the finder should return it to whomever gives simanim. So simanim are only the Rabbanan. Okay, so that's Hakdama number two. Samana Darbani, because rabbis made a omedas that a person wants that his Aveda should be given back Alpi Simanim. Whoever gives the right Simanim gets it back. Hakdama number three is that it would appear, according to this, that if somebody's misasik lahachzer aveda, when somebody gives him simanim, he's only osik mister rabbanan. What's mechayiv him to give back this object is only the rabbis, because it's simanim de rabbanan. The rishi doesn't have to give it back to him. So now, according to the sheet, is that osik mister rabbanan is chayiv in a mitzvah rishi? The din would be shebe mikra kazeh. In such a case, he's not putter from the pruta of Rav Yosef. Why? Because he's only osik in a mitzvah rabbanan. When do you putter from the when don't you have to give the pruta to the ani when you're osik in a mitzvah raisa? But if you hold that osik mitzvah rabbanan chayv mitzvah raisa, so if you're only giving back the rabbanan simanim the rabbanan, then you're not going to be putter from the pruta of Yosef, because you're only osik in a mitzvah rabbanan. So you're not putter from the mitzvah raisa. So if the Baal Aveda gives simanim and there are no edim, the din will be that you're allowed to give him back his aveda. You're not getting anything in return. The Baal Aveda, Baal Aveda gives simanim, so the finder is going to give it back. He's going to have to give it back, even if he's mudar hana. Even if he's not allowed to get hana. Even if, let's say, Reuven finds Shimon's lost object, and Shimon's nechasim are also on Reuven. So normally we said in the Gemara that Shimon is now allowed to give it back, because he's marviach, he gains the prut of Rav Yosef. But if he's only giving it back al tchiyav de Rabbanan, then he would have to give it back. If there is no ptur of the prut of Rav Yosef, because when Ani comes, he has to pay him, because Osig mitzvah raisa is not pater mitzvah. Osig mitzvah rabbanan is not pater mitzvah raisa. So you would have to give the ani as pruta. So if we're on the rabbinic level, then there's no ptur of pruta de Rav Yosef, and therefore, even if somebody's Reuven is now allowed to get an offer from Shimon's nechasim, he's still allowed to return Shimon's aveda if he's only returning it midin de rabbanan. If he's only returning because he's a chiyuv de rabbanan to return it. If we hold that Osek b'mitzvah Rabbanan is not Patr mitzvah Raisa. Now, according to this, those are the three Hakdamas. Now, according to this, we have to understand, it's Mashma the Gemara, that according to the Man D'Omer that says that we have a problem with Prut Rav Yosef, and therefore, Reuven is not allowed to give back what belongs to Shimon, because Reuven is going to be gaining from Shimon. It's Mashma the Gemara that we can't establish the Mishnah as talking about a case where the Nichse Baal HaAveda, where the Nechasim of Reuven, are Aser on Shimon. And since that's not what the Mishnah is talking about, we ask a number of kashas. Based on what we said, what's the problem? You can very well establish the Mishnah as talking about where the Nechasim of the Baal HaAveda are Aser on the Machzir. And nevertheless, it's mutter for him to give back the Aveda. Why? Kishemedubal, kishemachzir lo al pi simanim. It's talking about when he gives it back al pi simanim. Since simanim are only drabani, he's not potter from the prut of Yosef. So why doesn't the Mishnah make such an ukimta that we're talking about? The Gemara makes such an ukimta, and then we won't have any kashas. The Mishnah is talking about a case pashit where he's returning al pi simanim, which is all derabbanan, and therefore he's not part of the pruta of Yosef. For the fact that the Gemara doesn't make the sukimta, it must be that Osek mitzvah derabbanan is part of the mitzvah daraisa. It's not going to help us. He's still going to be part of the pruta of Yosef. Because even if he's only Osek in the mitzvah derabbanan of returning the lost object, the chiyuv to return the lost object is only derabbanan. Nevertheless, he's not going to be obligated in the pruta of Yosef. Nevertheless, he's not going to be putter from the pruta of Yosef. Nevertheless, he is going to be potter from the Prut of Rav Yosef, even though it's only derabbanan, and the Prut of Rav Yosef is daraisa, and the reason is because also the mitzvah derabbanan is potter me mitzvah d'oraisa. And therefore, if the nichse ba'al aveda are asurim ala machzir, he's not allowed to give it back, because he's being nana of the pruta. And don't say, no, it's talking about, we're talking about a derabanan case, and he's not nana from the pruta. The Gemara doesn't make such an ukimta. So it must be that the fact that it's derabanan isn't going to help us to be mechayivim in his d'oraisa. And therefore, we must conclude that a osek, even a mitzvah d'rabbanan, is patri a mitzvah d'oraisa, v'zeh raya alimta v'siyata d'shmaya. That you're not allowed to be machzer in aveda, because if the nechasim of the baal aveda are usher to you, just like Shimon, Reuven can't return it to Shimon. If Shimon's nechasim are usher to Reuven, even if he's only also taking a mitzvah d'rabbanan of a Shabbos aveda, because in any event he's going to be marviach the pruta of Rav Yosef. Umimotza advarim, so we have a b'siyata d'shmaya, a chidush din nifla l'kula. As a machlokas rabbi Rav Yosef bava kamen and vava mebeis, is a shomer aveda or shomer chinam, which is a lower level of shmira, it's only chayv and pshia, or a higher level of shmira, shomer sachar. Das rabba, shomer chinam, because he's ties a shomer aveda, he's guarding it for free. Rav Yosef says shomer sachar. Why? Because he's nana b'prut Rav Yosef, when he's b'sasek b'aveda, he's pater from giving staka to the ani, because osek b'mitzvah, pater mena mitzvah. Now Tosim Bav Metziah Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph says that l'man d'arma simanim ad'rabbanan, that you need d'araisa to be machriz ala aveda, is because through the simanim the baal aveda can bring edim that recognize the simanim of the object, and they will testify that the aveda belongs to him. And so writes Tosfos in Gittin Chav Zayin Amud Beis Dibur Maschil Simanim. So again, we see from Tosim Bav Metziah and Tosim Gittin that l'man d'arma simanim ad'rabbanan, why mid'araisa you have to be machriz in the aveda? Because you're announcing it so that the edim will come, and then based on the and then the edim will give simanim that the baal aveda can get it back. So he's getting it back mikoach the edim. Not that you need midaraisa to be machriz, is because the edim are going to come around, not because the baal aveda is going to come and give simanim, because that's only the rabbanan. That the midaraisa have to be machriz is that the edim are going to come around, and they're going to identify the object based on simanim. Now, in Bav Metziah Chav Beis Amud Beis, Das Rava is that Makom is a simon. If you find it in a certain place, you find it on the corner of 72nd and Amsterdam, in the Upper West Side of Manhattan, right by the hot dog shop over there at the corner that's been around forever. You can get a good drink of papaya. It's called papaya. It's a big papaya sign. And you get a hot dog, I'm saying, for $1.50, if you don't eat kosher, you can have a delicious meal. And you can give some money on your way out to the Vietnam veterans who are sitting there at the corner. You can look at the big clock on the top over there in the bank. Beautiful digital clock. It tells you what time it is, really high up. So you always have looked at that clock 20 million times. So Das Rav B'Metziah Chav Beis Amud Beis is that Makom. If you say I found it in a certain place, that's a simon. Das Rav Sheshes B'Metziah Chav Gimel Amud Beis, minion, the amount, is a simon. If you say, oh, I found 16 pieces of fish. Oh, minions of simon. So passings the Mechaber, Reish Samach Zayin, Siv Zayin. Now, besimon, in the simon of minion in Makom, you can't say that you have to be machriz in order that Edim should recognize the chayfetz al yidei simon, because the chayfetz doesn't have, the very object itself doesn't have a simon. So when you take this object home, the Edim cannot come around and say, oh, it has this and this simon, it belongs to Ploni Almoni, because it doesn't have a simon. So according to that, it would appear that if it's a davar she'ein bo simon, all it has is makom minyan, there's no hechitimsi of chiyush of Hashavas Aveda min HaTorah. Because mitzad the simon, it's only the rabbanan. And mitzad the edim, there aren't no edim, because the edim, how the edim going to recognize this object? How do edim recognize an object? Edim recognize an object by the simon. They could say, oh, it belongs to Ploni Almoni because that has a certain simon. But here it doesn't have a simon. There's a remiss to this in Rabbi Kiva Eger, Bava Tziach of Gimel Amid Beis. Here they can look at the object and say it belongs to Ploni Almoni. Why not? Because it doesn't have any siman to say that it belongs to Ploni Almoni. There's no chiyuv d'oraisa. If you have a siman of makom or minyan, ain chiyuv d'oraita lachriz. Ain chiyuv d'oraita lachzir. Ain kan. There's no efsharut. There's no possibility. There's no scenario of Adam coming. So the fizeh yesh lomer beds the shemis baruch davar nifla. That if somebody's a shomer aveda that has no siman, all it has is a makom or a minyan. Even Rav Yosef holds that normally a shomer aveda is a shomer sachar. In this instance, he's not a shomer sachar. Why is he not a shomer sachar? Because since mitzvahs hashabbos aveda b'chefetz zeh is only the rabbanon, if so, he is not going to be pater mitztaka. You can't say that he's earning money. Why can't you say he's earning money? Oh, excuse me. You can't say he's going to be putter for money. He is going to be chayef to give the money. He is not going to be marfiach, the pruter of Yosef. Why? Because the tzedaka, the pruta of Yosef, is a chi of Torah. If you hold that osek b'mitzvah d'rabbanan lo pater mi mitzvah d'oraisa, then he will have to do the mitzvah d'oraisa, and if he has to do the mitzvah d'oraisa, then he's not earning anything, he's not gaining anything. When do we say that there's such a thing as pruta of Yosef? We say that such a thing is earning the pruter of Yosef, that he's going to save the money. If he's a shomer aveda d'oraisa, then he's going to be saving the money of the ani asking, when ani asks him for money. Because d'oraisa, osek mitz d'oraisa, pater mitz d'oraisa. But if you hold osek mitz d'rabbanan, lo pater mitz d'oraisa, so if he's osek in an aveda, which is purely a d'rabbanan d'ken aveda, i.e., he found it in a certain place, or he found it with a certain number, where it's purely the Rabbanan, an aid can't come around and say he's makir the chayfetz because of a siman on it, because there is no siman on it. So that means that this chiyuv to return the object is only the Rabbanan. And on the tzad, before we prove the other way, but there are proofs both ways, on the tzad, that osek b'mitzvah Rabbanan, lo patur mitzvah d'oraisa, he would have to do the mitzvah d'oraisa. That means that in such a case, where we're dealing with the Rabbanan d'gan aveda, even Rav Yosef holds that he's a shomer chinam, that he's not a shomer sachar, because he's not getting schar, because he's not earning a penny saves a penny earned, he's not earning this pritah derev Yosef, because he would taka have to give to the ani, because he's only osek in a mitzvah derabanan, and also mitzvah derabanan is not pater according to one side mitzvah d'oraisa, and therefore it's a kula, because he's a lower level of shmir, he's now only going to be chayav al tzpshia, he's not going to be chayav al tzkenev aved, he's not a shomer sachar, he's only a shomer chinam. Who kafter of a ferech b'siyata d'shmaya. So in the coming shiur, we have a lot more to say on this topic. Obviously, it's a huge topic, and in Mirtz Hashem, we will see more on this fascinating question. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.